An intim slime, if you want to tell me, holayomalo, he didn't say it though. So therefore, no, the nevertheless, the letter does not go away tomorrow, because he did not speak out clearly that tomorrow it should not be here. The Ran says, intim slime, holayomalo, mehalishna mashma dilu oma kain lichiayoim, o muflachi lamachab shita londamahani. That's what's mashma from our Gemara right now. That if he would have spoken it out, it would help. If we would say to his wife, I want the nether to be good today, but you should know tomorrow I want it to be mufar, mashmi, you could do that. Since you said it right away, you could be made for it. Our whole shaila here is that what he meant to say or not? Yeah. Then around here, so boss rochi soon, we'll see not like that. But boss rochi, right away the Gemara is mashmi with leimahani. Later it's mashmi doesn't help. The boy, later we ask the question, mufalachi lamachamau, if he speaks it out. So the chur is a little steer in the Gemara here. Does it mean it or not? That's what we'll soon see. So he says that you have to say it's misafkalei. We have a suffix which way is true when we ask this question both ways. But so far this is one way to ask the question. That if he says, kayim luchi hayayim, what does that mean? Does that mean automatically tomorrow there is hafara? Or maybe no, we don't hear it.
All right, turn over.
Now, imtim salayim hola yomala, no, we didn't hear it. We did not hear clearly that tomorrow he wants to be made for the nether. What about omala? The husband tells her, mufalachi lamachamau, speaks out clearly, that all he says is like this, tomorrow I want the nether to be mufar. He heard the nether today, and when he heard about the nether, he didn't say any akama today, he didn't say any hafara today, he just said that tomorrow I want the nether to be mufar. Mi amrina, do we say lamacha lamotzi mefer to a kaimel nidre hayoim? Maybe you can't do that, because since by saying tomorrow first you want that for her, it would be mashma though that today you're making that kama, and once you make that kama, you can't make her anymore. So here it's mashma pumfaker. Here it's mashma that we would hear that he's being a kaimel today, even though he's saying right away I want it to be mufa tomorrow, it would not be good. And that's the Ran Stira. The Kashan Gemara Menei Abay. And now we're saying, if he said that tomorrow I want it to be mufar, do we hear that he means today he wants the nether to be good? And if that's what he means, that today the nether should be mekuyim, that's it. The nether remains mekuyim, and it can't go off tomorrow. Not like we just said before. I do, maybe this side of the Gemara is, kivon de layom alo kayin l'chi ayoyim, since he did not speak this out clearly, that today there should be hakama. He only said that tomorrow there should be afara. Is ki kama la muflachi l'machor me'ayim kamar. Maybe that's what he meant to say, that tomorrow there should be the afara, maybe really what he meant to say is he wants the afara to be chal right now. Just it's another way of saying it. So that's the Gemara Sila. So that's what the Ran says. Really, these two shailas are opposites. First, we're going that if he would have said clearly it should be kain today and mufa tomorrow, we listen to both of them. Is that true? You make a nether like to be for only one day, and tomorrow it goes off. And then later the Gemara's master is just the opposite. That if you'd say clearly today is the akoma, that's it. The nether is mekuyim, you can't take it off anymore. Our only suffix is the fact that he only said tomorrow it should be mufar. Maybe that's an easy way of saying he even wants the afara to be chal from today. So Ran says that's what that means, that declare the suffix both ways, the Gemara really is the suffix both ways. Held the Rabbah Bakula Gavni Mesafkulei. Rabbah is asking the questions in all ways. Always he's Mesufik. He's not clear what to should be the Lacha. Further, the Mara says, V'im Tim Tzlaim, if you want to tell me, Afilu Ach, even so, Kivan de Kayim Hayim, Lamacher, Kaman de Yisadami, if you want to tell me, it's considered like he was Mekayim the Nether today. That's it. That comma takes place. And you can't be made for the Nether anymore. You can't take away the Nether anymore. What's going to be your Malay Kayim Lechisho? The person says like this, I want the nether to be here for an hour. That's all, Lechisho for a time. Mao, mi Amrina, do we say, command the Yomala Mufalachi Liachasho Adami? As if he meant to say, I only want that comma for 1 hour. But right after that, I want the nether to be Mufar. I do, Mala Yomala. Maybe he didn't say it. So again, the suffered both ways. And in Tim Tzalay Mala Yomala, he didn't say it. Miyu, oh my Lord, my, if he would say, what would be the locha? If he would say, clearly, I want the nether to be mekuyim for 1 hour, and after that I want it to be mufar. Mi Amrina, do we say, kivun the kaima kaima? Now the Gemara says clearly the shayla. If he says first the word kaim lecha, I want the nether to be kaim, to be good for an hour. Maybe since he said that, that's it. The nether stays good. I do, maybe no. Kivun the kula yomer bar hakoma bar afarihi kiyama mufula chiliyacha shomhani. This is the shal of the Gemara. Here he said only he wants the nether to be mekuyim for 1 hour. That's all. After that hour, he wants to be made for it. So the suffix is here, since Namal, the husband, when he hears about the nether, he has 1 day to act. So he has a complete day to act. So maybe since he has no day to act, even though he said in the morning, he wants it to be Havakoma, but since he said clearly this Hakoma should only be for an hour, so maybe that's not enough to make a strong Hakoma. Hakoma has to at least be for 1 day. So since he only said here that Hakoma is for 1 hour, maybe then he does have the power to make that for later. Because even though before he had a tzad to say that's no good, if he says he wants to make that comment today. So since the whole period that he has to act, he says he wants it to be Mekayim, it stays that way. And even though you say now you want it to be moved for tomorrow, maybe you can't do that. Because that's after the time you can act. But here it's better though. Here you only said it should be Kayim for 1 hour. And after that hour you want to make it Mufar. So Shalom, could a person do that or not? Or maybe still, since he says right away Kayim Luchi, that's it. He's Mekayim the Nether, and he can't do anything after that. So what's the Toshima? Come and bring your proof. Tells the Gemara Nozir Arani Nazira. The wife says she wants to be a Nazira. For Shoma Bible, then the husband hears about it. For Yomar Vani, and he says, me too. Is then Yochel Hofer. That's come out like saying he's been Mekayim like he wants on Nazirus, and then the husband can't be made for it anymore. But that's what it says. For Yamai, why? Name of maybe the husband meant to say like this. V'yani diyomahu al nafshe, Devi Nozir. Maybe he only meant to say that he himself should become a nozer. Avla rein in nizira di lo di shuachas kaimo liachas shoy boy lefer amayin yochel hofer. But maybe all he wanted is that his wife's nether should be for 1 hour, like, in order that he could become a nizira. But maybe after the 1 hour he meant to be made for it. So lav isn't it mishum di say techivon the kaima kaima. So we say no. Once the husband at 1 second wants the nether to be kaim. Like here, he wants her to be Nazira because he wants her Nazira's like her nether to be good for him. Like he's saying, Vani, I also want to be like you. So once he's Mekayim for a little bit, he can't take it off anymore. So you see, even a part of the day, if you Mekayim for part of the day, that's it. Once you made Hakama, you want the nether to be here, that's it, you can't take it off. Tomorrow says, Lai, maybe for me I can't bring any proof. Hatayu Kesavar. Kovani command the yom akayim luchiliyonam domi. Maybe here it's much better. Since what happened here, the wife became a nazira, and then when the husband heard about it, what he said is vani. That's a strong lashon. Since the husband right away says vani and me too, that means to say that I want you to remain a nazira, because that's like I'm agreeing to you. It means I also want to be like you. So maybe here it's a strong lashon that the kayim luchi means laylam. But it could be if the husband speaks out clearly that I only want to be Mekayim the Nether for sure, only for 1 hour. Maybe afterwards he has the right to be Mefer. Because since he has a 24-hour period to act, so even though he acted at the beginning to Mekayim it, but maybe that's only for 1 hour. Since later he has the power to be Mefer it, maybe that far would be Chal. But for this Gemara of Nazirus is no Raya. Because here when the husband says Vani, Vani is a strong lashon to say that I'm Nicha, I want to do what you're doing. Vani, I'm asking to what you're saying. Since he's masculine to what his wife is doing, that shows that he wants the wife's Naziris to be the Lailam. So that's called the good Hakama Lielam. Let's just say the Mishnah, Meisav, if the husband, the father dies, again, when she was a Nara Marasa, she was a young girl, 12 years old, they got married, she had Kedushin. So there are two people now to be made for her nether, her father and her husband. What's going to be if the father dies? Lainis Reitner Rishus Labal. The power does not get thrown back to the husband. It's finished. He can't be made for this nether anymore. What about the opposite way? Meisabal. Let's say the husband dies. Then the locker is nisroitnu reshus liyav. That the power of the husband gets thrown back to the father. That now the father by himself could be made for his daughter's nedarim. Then this way, yofa koyachav mikoyachabal. The power of the father is stronger than the power of the husband. But there's another way. That Yofa Koyach Abal Mikoyach Av. There's another way to say that the husband is more stronger than the father. Shabal Mefer Bebagar. that the Baal, even after his wife becomes a Bageris, even after she becomes 12 and a half years old, she doesn't leave his Rishus. Then the husband could be made for her in the Dorim. But the Ya'av ain't made for a Bager. That that we say a father has a power, Rishus, over his daughter, even if she gets married with Erisin, that's only Kozuman, she's at least a Nara. But once she becomes a Bageris, she becomes 12 and a half years old, that's Talacha. When a daughter becomes 12 and a half, she goes out of Yerushus, the father has no rights over her anymore. Therefore, if she makes a neder then, or even if she made it before, but if the father was not made for the neder until she becomes a Bageris, that's it, the father can't be made for her. Mashenken by the husband, it doesn't make enough kumina how old his wife is. No matter how old she is, the husband has the right to be made for her in the door. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah. You're holding that fine number alif by the Mishnah we're holding. Mishnah says, Mei so'av, if the father died, the loch is loinis roikno rishus labal. In the case again, we had this Nara Hamarosa, you had this girl, she's 12 years old, and she got married, she had Kedushin. So there are two people over her now. She has the rishus of the father still, and the rishus of the husband. So the loch is, if she makes a neder, we need both of them to be made for the neder. The Av and the Baal. So now what's going to be if the father dies? So now the husband is left alone. So Lachari is Loinis Reikna Rishus Labal. The power of the father is not thrown, not given over to the husband. So therefore the husband cannot be made for this neder. If she wants to get rid of it, she has to go to a Chacham to be matter the neder. But the opposite way, Meis HaBaal, let's say the husband dies, that's the Lachari then that Nisreikna Rishus Liav. Now the power of the husband goes back to the father, and therefore the father by himself could be made for the Nedarim. By himself the father could do it. And the Gemara will dash it from a Apostolic, what's the difference, how come by the father, yes, and not by the husband. But that's the halacha, that if the husband dies, and she's still a Nara, she's not a Bageris yet, so now she goes back to the father, and the father could be made for the Nedarim. That's the klal of Meisav, Lein Nisroik Nishus Labal, and Meisav Baal is Nisroik Nishus Liyav. But then, this way, Yofa Koyach Av Mi Koyach Abal, that the Koyach of the father is better than the Koyach of the Baal. The father always holds on to the daughter. Mashenke, the husband, doesn't always hold on. By the Baal, it's Alachar only if the husband is there. As if he only has Kedushin with her, so then Alachar is the Baal could only be Mefer if the father's alive and the father's Mefer. But if the father dies, then the husband by himself cannot be Mefer. But the Dover Acher in another way, Yofa Koyach Abal Mikoyachav, there's another way to look at it, that the husband has a stronger halacha, stronger than the father. That what? Shahabal Mefer Babager. That if the husband marries her, after she's a Bageris, she's already 12 and a half years old, so the halacha is then that the husband could be Mefer the Nedarim. Mashen came for Yoav and the Mefer Babager. The halacha is a father cannot be made for anymore once the daughter becomes a bager, once she becomes 12 and a half years old. Once your daughter becomes 12 and a half, she goes out of your rishus completely, that the father now cannot be made for. So in this way, the Baal, the husband, has a stronger adin in a wife, a stronger tkifis, than the father. The father loses completely after bagris, but the husband does not. Now the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason for the ratio? How come there's such halacha that even after the father dies, the husband cannot be made for by himself? Meisav, that loinus reikno shus labal. When the father dies, the husband now, the orus, cannot be made for by himself. The question is, why not? Tumor says, the Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, binureho beis avia. Binureho beis avia is mashma, that the daughter is always called the beis avia. Mashma, even after the father dies, still it's called the beis avia. In other words, the father's power over the daughter never leaves. Even after the father dies, still it's called the Beis Avia. So therefore, the husband cannot take over completely, still called she's Rishus Av, and the father's not alive. He can't make the Hafara, so there can't be Hafara. The husband can't do it himself either. And the Ran says, my time of Yom HaKruv in the real Beis Avia. It means my time, and what's the reason of the Reisha, that Loinis Reitna Rishus Labal, Kamoy Liav, how come when the father dies, his power does not get thrown over to the husband. Final diyoma, that's what it says here, my timer. Lekam besomeg avi meisabal, and someone would say the opposite way. How do we know? But now first we're asking on the Reisha, how do we know that when the father dies, the Baal, the husband, cannot take over? Because the Pasuk says, Binurel Beisavia, Mashma, that Afagav the Leisaliyav, even though the father died, Akati Isa Beisavia. It's still called the father's house. She's still like a girl that came out from her father's house. So Kozaman, she's a Nara, she's not a Begeris yet, her father's Rishus is over her. Even if the father dies, still called Binareha Beisavia. Therefore, the Baal cannot be made for by himself. He needs the father. So if the father died, he can't be made for anymore. So that's all. There's no more hafara to this nether. The nether is a good nether, and you have to have a Torah's Chochin if you want to be Maturit. Now, the kasher is, it says in the Mishnah, though, Meisa Baal, Nisroit Nereshus Liyav. But let's say the husband dies, if the husband's an Oris, they only have Kedushin. That she's still a Nara, so when the husband dies, now the father takes over. The father has the right to be made for by himself. The question is, Minolan, how do we know this? There was a husband before, so why don't we say the same way? Now that the husband dies, the father can't take over. So my rabba, the Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says like this, V'yim ho'yo si'eliyish, if the girl gets married to a man, or a doreh oleh, and she has nedarim. But it says a double lashon though, of ho'yo si'eliyish, a double lashon. Mashma, there are two types of kedushin, a double lashon of kedushin. So therefore we say, we're